Only concentrate on here. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. It's like they putting the brakes on God. Devotees, imagine you are entering an ocean of sound, the nectarian ocean of the holy name, and you are now just absorbing the sound. This is the exercise. This will help you a little. And don't go so fast. Some of you are getting into your workday speed. This is not the idea of the workshop. Please. So let us stay, we have enough time. Later we will go fast as we. So again, this time I will do it. We will immediately do it. Just enter in your mind the sound. Just hear the sound. Absorb yourself in the sound. And your only sound, not your sound, not necessarily the group sound, although the group sound will help us. It's good if you close your eyes for concentration.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.
Sign. And this time, I want to encourage you, it's very important, that you kindly apply whenever you need some of the instructions which you have learned. The idea of this exercise is that you will try to chant on your own, obviously with the help of the group, because we are all chant, but you will try to concentrate on each of the holy name. You will hear actually every holy name. You will be like a Naam Vajan Yogi. So when you find out that your mind goes somewhere else, or that you again suffer from this terrible dullness which has accompanied you for a long time in your spiritual practice, then you can do one or two things which you have learned. You can either look at the mantra and follow the mantra along, the words of the mantra or the names of the mantra, or even better, you can desperately call out to Lord Krishna in your heart, "My dear Lord, my inner voice is dead. I'm only a skeleton, only an outside person. But I know you want your devotees with the mind, you want the hearts. So please help me to chant with my heart, not just with my vocal cords, which are made out of a little skin or whatever." I thought that's what I commented to him. In between skin and bone, something in between. So we will try to chant like this now. Please do not allow your mind to just go and drift off in some outer space. Wherever it goes, bring it back to the chanting of the holy name by applying some of the techniques which you have heard this evening.
Ready?
I said it wrong. Not in one voice, each one in his own voice. Yes. It will be very difficult in the beginning. For the first 30 seconds, you think it's impossible to concentrate if I'm not with everyone else, because our mind gets conditioned to a certain exercise. But after the 30 seconds, you will break through and you will chant again.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much. Your sound is very, very nice. In the final, now I want to close up my workshop by telling you a very nice Krishna Leela story which summarized the point Krishna wanted to make. Each mother will know that a little child can be kept busy all day with some toys. But when the toy, there comes a time when the mother, when the child is no more interested in the toys and needs its mother, and then it begins to call out for the mother. And this calling out is really not something which is done from the lips. It is done from the heart. They do not call out, Mommy, 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 but they will call out, Mommy, like this, from the heart. Your chanting must also become heart deep. If it's just lip deep, it will not do well. There is a very nice little episode I would like to tell you about this. When Lord Krishna went from Dwarka to Kurukshetra to perform some rituals at the eclipse of the sun, he invited everyone from all over to come and see him in Kurukshetra. He invited everyone except the Brijvasis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan with whom he grew up. Narada Muni was going all over the universe on Krishna's order to invite everyone. And he said, Krishna, you had told me to invite this Rishi and that Rishi, but you have not told me to invite Nanda Baba, Yashoda, your cowherd boyfriends, and the gopis and Radha. Mostly that is the gopis. Ramesh, this is too much. Krishna is inviting everyone except those who love him the most. And unknown to Krishna, but very much known to Krishna, he went to the Brijvasis and he said, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, I want to speak to you. And as he approached Vrindavan, he saw a canal coming from the house of Nanda Baba and going to the Yamuna. Do you know what type of canal this was? A canal of tears, Vrishabhanu. They cried so much that from their house, a big canal, double the size and width of this room, was going to the Jamuna. So much tears. He came there and said to Nanda Maharaj, you know, Krishna comes nearby to the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Opposite Nanda Maharaj, and we are invited. Krishna has invited everyone except for you. Nanda Maharaj looked at Yashoda. He's our son. When the son makes a celebration, the parents don't have to be invited. They are naturally invited. They are automatically invited. They can come naturally. So when Nanda Maharaj, so innocent and so lovingly, thanked the Mulaka card, the other, where are you going? We are going to Krishna. Oh, we are also coming, said the cowherd boys. The gopis asked, where are you going? We are going to Krishna. We are also going, said the gopis. And so said the birds, and the deers, and the parrots are good. I don't know, but if the fishes could go, I think they also be dead. Maybe they went in the loving, ecstatic tears of the Brijvasis. I do not know. So, the Brijvasis came, just like Krishna had thought. On the way, Nanda and Yashoda talked. And we go to Kurukshetra, said Yashoda, and for some reason we will be detained to see Krishna. We will die. Yes, said Nanda Baba, we will die. So when they arrived at Kurukshetra, they wanted to see their beloved Lord Krishna, but Krishna was in a big encampment. Do I say it properly? There was a gate in the east, a gate in the south, a gate in the west, and a gate in the north. So this was heavily guarded because Krishna was now a king. He was in the midst of the huge encampment. There were many soldiers around him, a huge wall, and these guards. So the first one who came to the gate where the cowherd boys. They came with their sticks and they said, Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kavaya. They were so happy to see Lord Krishna. Then they were stopped by the gate. Stop! Where do we want to go? Asked the Gandhas. They looked at Krishna Kanaya. To Krishna, our friend. What? Don't be ridiculous, said the guard. You're very poor. Krishna's friends are princes, not simple dust-covered villagers. Go, chalo. You cannot see Krishna. So the cowherd boys had to go away. The next one who tried, but the guards informed the other guards of the different gates. The next ones who tried were the gopis. They sang loving Krishna, songs to Krishna. Krishna Govinda, Jai Jai Radha Ramana, Giri Hari, Giri Hari Shyama Vanavari. They came like this. The guard said, stop! All these cowards just looked at each other. Where do you want to go? You want to go to Shyam Sundar. Who's Shyam Sundar? He's inside. You know him as Krishna. And who are you, said the guards? You simple, you sing these village songs, you know. We are his consorts. Consorts? Isn't this a sort of bold to say? Krishna is together with queens. He has 16,108 queens and none is a village girl. They are all from royal families. Go, Chariot! And they informed, there are some strange people coming all the time wanting to see our Krishna. Then finally, Nanda Baba came and Yashoda. At the moment when they approached the western gate, Krishna was in the encampment which had military enforcement all around, and he was just participating in a yajna which is done at the sun eclipse. He was going swaha, and the Brahmana said, now again swaha. There was very loud noise of swaha. Then Nanda Yashoda came to the camp. Very loud, maybe half a kilometer from Krishna, they arrived. They wanted to just go in because they heard Krishna was there in the yajna. All of a sudden they heard, stop! Where do you want to go? To Gopal. Gopal? Who's Gopal? see him, I will die. Nanda Baba said, you know, Miss Krishna. And who are you? Don't tell us you are his parents or some uncles or so such things. Yashoda looked to Nanda. She understood the situation. And with one call she called, it was not from the lips, it was from the heart. Gopal! This moment everyone said, Swaha! It was really loud. It was so loud, like 1,000 times the Mumbai traffic. Very loud, very loud. But Krishna heard that call, Gopal! Everyone was going, Swaha, he was getting. Then, again, Mother Yashoda, Gopal! This time Krishna jumped up. His crown fell down to the ground. He ran and ran. And as he was running, he was becoming small, like baby Gopal, very small. His eyes were darting left and right. See, running, zoom, 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 and calling out, Maika, Maika. And then ran through the guards and jumped at Mother Yashoda, fell around his neck and cried love. And Yashoda held him and, yes, yes, nothing happened. We are still in Vrindavan. Don't worry, don't cry, Gopal. Yes, this was not a call from the lips, was from the heart. Krishna hears such calls. In our workshop, although it might have been a little mechanical at times, was just trying to make that connection between the heart and the lips, that connection which somehow is covered when we are in the material world, by so much dirt, so much problems, so much this and that. And I hope that it has helped you a little bit to begin chanting properly. When you chant like this, Hare Krishna, 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 like this, huh? Then you will enter the nectar of the holy name. But please rest assured, entering the nectar of the holy name does not happen in one workshop. It's a work, and it's a wonderful work and task ahead of you. Please, my suggestion and request to you is, tomorrow we will all chant our amount of rounds. Some of you have 16 rounds, others maybe it's 12 rounds, or 8 rounds, or 4 rounds, or 2 rounds. How many do you do? 4? 4? Very good. Yes. Then, these 4 rounds, or 8 rounds, or 16 rounds, please try to do them like you have tried to do the last exercise. The idea is to just hear, but if you feel you can't hear, then you have to, then these other practices which are in our tradition, to meditate on the letters and to and to call out are very helpful. So we have come to the end of our workshop, not to the total end. We will make now a pause of 5 minutes, exactly. This will be British 5 minutes. I know that some of you have to go home and afraid to maybe not catch the last bus or train or whatever. But those of you who still have a little time, after 5 minutes, that's 10 to 10, I will just answer a few questions. I will see who's here at all. Let me ask Vaishnava Seva, maybe, is What if it is it maybe a little late and we should not have questions? Or we should have questions and answers. So those of you who really have to go, I am full understanding and I want to thank you so much from my heart that you have so kindly been with us for this workshop. I really hope it was helpful to all of you. So those who need to go, please, this is a good time to move on. If you do not have, after 5 minutes break, I will be back and answer some questions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi ki jai, Holy Name ki jai, Go Premanandi Hare Go.
Be able to train the mind to be with the
holy name. That may take some time, but it's really a discipline to share. I want to tell you very much from my experience. I'm going every year and take 1 month to just cultivate the chanting, and I need this month, it seems, to chant from the morning to later, from the very early morning to 8 o'clock, like this. It's a training. I think not all of us have this luxury opportunity to do this, so during the 16 rounds you have to train it a little. But I can't really, when you are in the process of training, I don't think it's so wise to say so and so minutes you need, so many, because each one of us is different. I would recommend you, if you seriously think about something like a japa reform, then make some rounds that you really work on in concentrating your mind, like we have done here. And I think that you would see, most probably this has helped you. If not, you need to come to another japa workshop, which I will do. You can take the practices for some time, and the other rounds you do as good as you can. Yeah. This is my suggestion. Mm-hmm. Yes, Vaishnava Seva Guru.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is the best stage. Now, I found out, this is only a subjective thing, because I really have not learned much. So if you begin to concentrate on the breathing, then you will get mixed up. You better let it come naturally. Just keep the rule to breathe in through the nose and to breathe out or exhale while you are chanting the Hare Krishna. I go on it. So this is usually the rule. Now, your second question was, you found it sometimes difficult to be with to be in the association of devotees, am I correct? What did I say? Because they chant and then you hear them. Now this can be have two reasons. One reason is that you are tired and exhausted, really. And I find out many devotees are very tired and exhausted. When you're tired, the mind is not able to really be focused. It's just like a child. When the child is tired, I mean, you can't really impose any discipline on the child. The child goes like, zoom, 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 and you have to just breathe somehow to bed and let it get sleep. So many devotees are sometimes inflicting too much austerity in the case of sleep reduction to their systems, and that will cause an inability to concentrate because the mind just needs that time. This is one reason why you can't hear. The other reason is maybe more serious. I do not know your case, but therefore I only speak generally. It may be that we don't have so much taste. When you have taste in something, you tend to be very concentrated. For instance, in a meal, you just can do it. The traffic can howl left and right like it wants it. You are really hungry. You just sit next to the street and you happily eat your meal. And so there's taste and hunger, and sometimes over the years we lose that taste and hunger because we have somehow become a little automatic in our practice. And if this has happened, then we must do something to get our taste back. Like, for instance, go on a yatra or associate with devotees who are serious on a personal level where we open our hearts. The third question was, you feel you have to walk very fastly, briskly up and down because otherwise you tend to fall asleep. The ideal in chanting is to sit, really, because sitting creates a sattvic vibration, whereas walking creates a rajasic vibration in the body. And lying down creates a tamasic vibration and you fall asleep. So sitting is preferred, really. Now when you fall always asleep while sitting, again, it can have the two reasons. One is that you are overly tired. There's only one thing, you need to rest more. And the other is that you don't have a taste, rasasvara, which happens because your mind is not spiritually tuned in too much. If you don't have enough taste, it's good to not ignore it, but to understand I must do something to gain my taste. And maybe it's, for some it's reading. Reading helps. Become more interested in Krishna. Association helps. Yatras help. And so on. This is what I can answer at this moment. I do not know you very much, Vaishnava Seva, and also in a public meeting, it's best to not talk too personal because our personal privacy must be maintained, obviously. But you wish at another time when we meet, we can talk and maybe I can be take a little pulse diagnosis or give you more specific advice, but I feel in a public assembly I will talk this much. Thank you. So there were other questions as well. I will turn to the Mataji for a moment. Yes, please.
Two things I wanted to ask. When we are chanting and we try to concentrate on the holy name and the mind goes on moving here and there and we try to get back to the name and again it goes, how should we treat those thoughts? As you said, they are of the past lives or the future plans. That is one. And secondly, when we are chanting in a group and you realize that one or two people are chanting so loudly that even if you try to concentrate on your own voice, you tend to hear and get actually disturbed by those voices.
So the first question, how to treat mind, the thoughts which go here and there, I would answer, don't be angry at them, again I'm thinking this thought, nor entertain the thought. Just let them neutrally pass by. Okay, I just thought of my household duties, maybe of the shopping list which still has to be done or whatever. Don't, in other words, try to be neutral with this and just think of my mind is going. The second advice is when you feel there's something you need to remember, just take a piece of paper. Let the paper remember it. You just need to write it down and the paper will do it free of cost. Then you really can put the thought away. If you write down, well, 2 kg of potatoes I have to purchase and whatever it is. Now, as far as the other question is concerned, that is devotees who chant so loud and disturbing. Sometimes we become disturbed by devotees who don't really chant so loud, but it's devotees who get on our nerves. We have some certain some rasa with them. And they are always in our mind, even if they just make a small sound. We may have to clarify something in our relationship with these devotees. But if it does happen, as you have said, that just devotees are too loud, and we may then walk to another place of the temple where they are not so loud, where we should hear them. Or if it's devotees who are uncomplicated, we can maybe tell them in a private setting, Almighty Mataji, you are very loud, maybe you can go ahead and keep it down. Only do this with uncomplicated devotees. If you say it to a complicated devotee, the problem is increased 1,000 times. But it was an uncomplicated devotee, you can say. Thank you very much, Mataji. Yes, the other Matajis were there. That was me, that was this one. Yes. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Sometimes when we are very much disturbed, and we cannot concentrate properly on holy name, and that time we feel instead of chanting now, I'll chant some other time because I cannot concentrate at all because I'm so much disturbed because of some other reason.
Mm-hmm.
Something has happened. And so again and again my thought is going there only. So if we feel like it's not good to chant now because I cannot concentrate. So is it right to chant some other time or can you?
Uh-huh. we should have our time set aside, which we do for chanting, and we might see that our chanting creates a consciousness which is free from disturbance. Very often it happens. It takes maybe one round breakthrough, but then it is there. But there are obviously moments in life where it's just so hard and 50 things at once on our small little head and so on. And then we might have to sometimes take care of a problem as it arises. But generally, these are really exceptions, rare exceptions. Generally, we need to learn to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, especially at times which go and things seem to go wrong and against us. The great devotees only call out for Krishna, like Draupadi and so on. And if we don't learn to turn to Krishna in every situation of life, then we make our whole spiritual life dependent on external circumstances. So generally we should chant during our time which we have set aside. Yes, I saw some hints here in the side. Yes, please. Chanting means you address Krishna. When I address you, I think about what I said. My mind is there, you know. If I address you, I don't just speak mindless some words. The mind must be there. When you speak to someone, you have to be there with your mind. Yeah. It's very simple. You're calling out to Krishna. And this cannot be done by a machine which has no mind. This is done by a person who, in difference to a machine, has calls out with body, mind, and words. It's in other words, it's interesting that you ask this question because this question is really not very, it seems to be a necessary question in Kali Yuga to ask. Should I engage my mind when I chant? Well, of course, what else? How else can you chant? It's there. You are a thinking being who is conscious, so the consciousness must be involved in everything which you do in bhakti. I want to give you an example. Once there was a pandit who gave a lecture on Ramayana, and a good group of people came, like here. And within the group there was one woman who always cried, really cried. And he thought, well, my words seem to have some influence here. She's crying. Then one day, after 14, you know, she came 2 weeks, he decided to go to this woman and said, you're crying? Apparently you're very much moved by the story which I tell you. By the Ramayana, I'm pleased that someone takes my lecture seriously. That's the false ego of the lecturer. Someone takes my lecture seriously. Very nice. The lady says, yes, Pandiji, I'm crying. I'm crying. You know, 2 weeks ago, my goat died, and it had a very attractive bird. Beard. And you have the same beard. Now, when I see you, yes, I'm remembering my very energetic, temperamental, intelligent advice goat. And her mind was not the lion, but the beard of the goat. Hare Krishna. There was not much benefit to this poor lady. So when you are in doing things absent-minded, there is not much benefit. You have to purify the mind. Chanting of Hare Krishna means purification, not of the body or of the ear holes, but of the mind, of the heart. If the heart is somewhere else, and you don't hear, but you just remember the latest Hindi movie in your mind, or something else, or nothing in your mind, that is not the desire to Bhakti Yoga. You see, when Krishna talks about Bhakti Yoga, he makes it very simple. He talks about Bhakti Yoga in four points. The first point, he says, Manmana, think of me. Bhava Matvakta, Bhava means come in the mood of my Bhakta, be my devotee, that means do service, Bhava. Then he says, worship me and bring your obeisances to me. Even if you bring an obeisance to the Lord, do you know that what is the most important limb of your body? When I throw myself down with an obeisance, I covered the floor with 8 bodily limbs and said, the most important bodily limb with which I cover the floor is the mind. And the mind, you think, when you pay an obeisance, is I put my head at the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. When you pay to Radha Gopinath, it's very nice, obviously, today. Mind is so important, you cannot mind the speech out. In another Java seminar, I will tell you, we can teach you other things what to do with the mind, but for now, concentrate the mind on the sound vibration, the most important thing. Mahaprabhuji.
Well, you said that you can lie down sometimes, but then when you start writing, then the japa time will be only your writing time. So
the whole case is better off the
reason. So many hours, everything comes at that time only. So how want to do that?
Mahaprabhuji, you must be practical. When you see there is so much in your mind that you have to maybe go out in your garden and shout very loud, stop you foolish mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Once a devotee said, my mind is so active, what can I do? Then I said, Prabhupada said, run on the field and chant at the top of your lungs to drown out the sound of your mind. That may be. But when I said about the piece of paper, it's really not that you should now write your own book, the Shabbat. it's just about the things which can be quickly written down, like the 2 kg of potatoes or whatever.
Okay, and how to. No, there are varieties also. Chanting is one of the most important part. But sometimes, as you said, the deity worship, chanting, reading Bhagavatam, these like 5 things. So now, when we take initiation, we give promise to our Guru Maharaj that we will chant 16 rounds. But and then when you want us to come to temple, conveyance, going, coming, time, chanting, and all even deity worship at home. Now, that also, and then people have to go to home work for that. Several of duty. So, which is more important now?
Prabhupada once said, of all the instructions given by the spiritual master, Master, to chant 16 rounds without offenses is the most important instruction. It's just I will end with this because I see we are getting late. It's 10:35 and some of you will have to go to work. And I don't want to be one of your time-stealing factors. It's really a matter of to put the most important things first in your life. One Sridhar Swami gave a very interesting seminar. He put an aquarium on the table and filled with the stones which were as big as fists, and then asked us, is the container full now? It was totally full. We all fell into the first trap. We said, yes. Why? And he just laughed and took small stones and put it in this container and made it a few times. And filled another two buckets into the container. Is it full now? He asked. The intelligent amongst us said no. And then he smiled and put sand in it. Is it full now? And we all screamed with one voice without knowing what would come next. No! Then he put water. Then he asked us, what is the point? And he explained, the point is, if I would not have put the big stones in first, but first would have put the container full with pebbles, all the sand, there would have not been any place left for the big stones. I first needed to put the big stones in, and then I could put everything else in. This is how you must lead your life, Mahaprabhuji and all others. We must see what is most important and do that nice and good. Give prime time to it. When we do other things nice in our lives, but we do not chant nicely, something is wrong with our time management. Sometimes there are exceptions. There's so much to do in Bombay, and you will have to maybe chant one or two rounds, or three or four, even in the car, if someone drives you. But the rule should be to chant at a good time, to give it prime time. Because let us not forget, chanting the holy names is the easiest way how to meet Lord Krishna. In the first way that we will ever meet him, he will reveal himself in the holy name. I want to thank you very much, and I will not keep you any longer because now we get it's really late. I wish you all the best. I want to congratulate all of you who work in this wonderful who worked in this wonderful hospital. I want to congratulate you.